Now, you will hear the first segment.
Last month, the National Weather Service announced it would begin monitoring and reporting information about the sun's activity. To find out why, our correspondent Lucy Page spoke with Tom King and Joan Gilbert from the National Weather Service.
First of all, why have you begun to monitor and report solar activity, and why now?
In recent years, we've learned a lot more about how disruptive the sun's activity can be to our electricity infrastructure, to satellites, and even to our weather. We've discovered the effects that solar activity can have, and now that we realize it, we realize it's worth monitoring and reporting.
Also, we've become better at observing the sun's activity itself and understanding what it's doing. So our ability to monitor these solar events has also improved. And like Joan said, there's no reason not to share that with the public.
So you say the sun can disrupt all these systems. What kinds of disruptions and what kinds of systems are we talking about?
Well, solar activity can generate geomagnetic storms, which can damage satellites and other high-tech systems out in space. So when you consider how dependent we are on satellites for things like weather surveillance, national security, communications, our whole telecommunications infrastructure, we're talking potentially billions of dollars in damages. And these magnetic storms can also interrupt power grids here on Earth. To give one example, in 1987, a solar disturbance overloaded the electrical grid in Quebec, Canada, causing a blackout that left more than 6 million people without power. So anything that can be damaged by a sudden rise in magnetic activity is susceptible.
How well are you able to predict what the sun's going to do?
Pretty well, and getting better. We know, for example, that solar activity comes in 11 or 12-year cycles. Last year was the peak of one of these cycles, so we knew to expect a maximum of solar activity. And we knew that the peak was going to arrive in May, and sure enough, everything happened on schedule.
Did it cause any damage?
Not this time, but we were ready to shut down systems if it did.
So forgive me, but there's a part of me that says, okay, the Earth's been facing solar activity for billions of years, and we've obviously survived. Why is this a problem all of a sudden?
It has to do with the technology we were talking about earlier. Electrical, satellite systems. A world that's dependent on technology is much more vulnerable than in the past. And think of all the money we're spending on this technology.
I was about to make that point. All this technology represents investments in time, capital. So, as we're putting more and more into developing these systems, we need to also invest something into protecting them, which is what solar monitoring and research is really about. It's about keeping these expensive technologies safe.
So there's practical value to all this solar monitoring and reporting.
There is. Just like weather forecasting, there's a pure science element to it, definitely. We're pushing the frontiers of science but linking it to human needs. So there are both pure science and practical applications.